Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Pashas B'chukosai, Shabbos Chazak, Shabbos Mevarchim, Tavshanayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, the first Pasuk in B'chukosai Teilechu, Ves Mitzvayisai Tishmeru, Vasisa Moisam. If you will follow my chukim, and you will safeguard the mitzvahs, and you will do them, Rashi says, what does it mean in B'chukosai Teilechu? If you will follow my chukim, if you will go in the direction of my chukim, Rashi explains that it's talking about Amelus Batera. Amelus Batera, which is traditionally translated as toiling in the study of Torah. And the Mefarshim ask on Rashi, where does Rashi see in the words in Mechukaisai Teilechu that the Pasuk is describing Amelus Batera, toiling in Torah? Yes, Rashi points out that it cannot be talking about mitzvahs because directly after it says Mechukaisai Teilechu, it says Mitzvahisai Tishmeru, that you will follow the mitzvahs. So we understand that in B'chukosai Teilechu does not mean the keeping of the mitzvahs, the law, keeping of the laws per se, but it means something other than the laws. So one would think maybe it means learning Torah. Where does Rashi see in the words of B'chukosai Teilechu that not only does it mean learning Torah, but it also means toiling in Torah? Perhaps we can get an understanding from the word B'chukosai, chukim. We know that chukim is understood in the Torah as being the laws which don't necessarily have an understanding, a common understanding, a readily available understanding. For example, we have Shatnas, we have Parah Aduma, which are called chukim, because those are mitzvahs that go against Seichel. Parah Aduma, we know, is Matayr es Atmeim, and Matam es Atahirim. It makes those who are Tahar Tame, it makes those who are Tame Tahar. The one who is Tame Mace, when he's sprinkled, he becomes Tahar. And the Kayin who sprinkles onto the Tame, onto the person who's Tame Mace, he becomes Tame. So a Chayk is something which doesn't necessarily have an understanding, does not have an understanding. And with that understanding, perhaps we can understand why Rashi said, B'chukosai Teilechu Shetiyu Amelum Batayra. A person, when he comes home at night and he's tired and he's faced with the opportunity to learn, doesn't necessarily have a cheshek. He doesn't necessarily have that desire to learn. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that when a person is amal b'tayra, when he goes against his own nature, when he goes against his own desires, when he will go against his own rutzen at that time and not wanting to have to learn and not wanting to have to go to the shir, not wanting to have to learn that daf, that is the ultimate in Amelus Batera. Of course, Amelus Batera is much more than learning when you don't have a geshmak or learning when you're not ready to learn. It's also when a person is sitting down to learn, but even he's pushing himself further and further to try to understand a little bit deeper and deeper and deeper and to try to break, so to speak, himself, to get past his own seichel, to get past his basic understanding of the sugya, or basic understanding of what he's learning, and to try to get deeper and deeper as far as it can go. As we know, Chazal tell us, Torah is Arucha Meretz Mido, Rechava Min Hayam. It's wider than the land, it's wider than the sea, it's longer than the land, and wider than the sea. Torah is endless. We can never really get to the bottom, to the depths, to fully understand. But we have a chiyuv to try to get as far as we possibly can. And that's what Rashi is telling us. B'chukosai Teilechu. Don't think that learning Torah is the end. Not only is learning Torah not the end, but a person has to be amal b'Torah. In order to get to really what the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, a person has to be amal, he has to be yageya, he has to toil. He has to push himself further and further beyond his natural confines, beyond his, so to speak, natural abilities of what he thinks he's capable of doing, and push himself further. And if a person does that, then he will be able to have tremendous siyata d'shmaya. He'll be able to have tremendous bracha. V'nasati gishmechem bi'itam. The Torah tells us that if a person is amal b'Torah, he will have the rains in its time. What's the bracha that the rain will come in its time? Perhaps one can add the following. We know that geshem is not only a euphemism, is not only a lashon of rain, but it's also a euphemism for parnasa. Gashmius, ruchnius, begeshem, beruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, the Torah is telling us, that in B'chukosai Teilechu, if a person will be amal b'Torah, when he's supposed to be Alma B'Taira, when he's learning Torah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him Parnasa at the time that he's supposed to have Parnasa. He'll be able to go out, work, toil, do what he has to do, and in those hours, in that time, when he's working, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him Parnasa that he won't have to take away from his learning. He'll be able to have Parnasa at the right time, and he'll be able to continue his learning, and be able to continue the Amal and Yigiyah and Limud HaTorah and Amelus B'Torah, and have the bracha of the Avinasati Gishmechem Be'itam, that he won't have to spend extra time on his Parnasa. He won't have to spend extra time on doing things that are not spiritual, that are not Ruchnias, and he'll be able, with that, to have sustenance and livelihood, not taking away from his actual learning. A guten Shabbos.